Okay, I believe we're at the point in our agenda where we hear the reports from our four standing committees. So we'll start out with the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee. Ray Cepeda.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
I'll make sure that's on. Okay. I guess I got to hold it really, really close. A meeting of the ABFF committee was held at 1 p.m. on Monday, March 6, 2017. Members of the committee present constituted a quorum, Chairman Cepeda, myself, Trustee Montgomery and McMillan, and student trustees Hoffman and Schumach. After approval of the January 9, 2017 committee meeting minutes, the following draft board items and presentations were made. Assistant Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Marilyn Marshall, presented for consideration the draft board item, Student Health Insurance Rates for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield Academic Year 2017-2018. Interim Associate Vice President Ms. Jamie Painter presented the mid-year salary changes academic personnel academic year 2016-2017 for consideration. Senior Associate Vice President and Deputy Controller Michael Bass presented for committee consideration nine draft capital items. In connection with a draft item for modular design building, College of Engineering, Chicago, a design presentation was made by representatives of Dewberry Architects, Ms. Kalman Nagy and Mr. Tom Seymour. Assistant Vice President Dwayne Elmore presented two purchase and four renewal recommendations for committee consideration. Associate Vice President Dr. Peter Newman made a presentation on endowment investment performance through December 31, 2016, and a program update. Controller and Senior Associate Vice President Pat Patterson presented for fiscal year 2016 the financial audit report. Executive Director of Audit University Audits, Ms. Julie Zimaitis, presented for a summary of internal audit activity for quarter ended December 31, 2016, and updates for the internal audit charter that were agreed by the committee. Vice President Walter Knorr updated the committee on the status of the state budget impasse and the university fiscal year 2017 appropriation. He also commented on the governor's fiscal year 2018 budget recommendations. In addition, he reported that there had been no change in the university's credit ratings by Moody's Investor Service and Standard & Poor's, but Standard & Poor's was currently conducting a review of the hospital A credit rating. He reported on the approved endowment spending rate for fiscal year 2018, and the SEC had and that the SEC had determined that there were no enforcement actions against the university in connection with the municipality's continuing disclosure initiative. Lastly, he reported that the university would be appearing before Legislative Audit Commission on March 28th, and he had scheduled appropriation meetings with the Senate on April 25th and the House on April 6th. The meeting adjourned at 2:40 p.m. 12 board items for consideration today are on the agenda. They are items 20 through 31. The next meeting for the committee is set for Monday, May 1st, 2017 at 1 p.m. That is all.
Thank you, Ray. Questions or comments for Ray? And thank you for serving as chair on that committee, Ray.
You're welcome.